Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The first Democratic presidential debate this week seems to have cemented Hillary Clinton's lead among the five announced candidates. Let's get the latest with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, of course, but let's talk about the other three of the five, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Governor and Senator Lincoln Chafee. How well known are they to the Democratic electorate?
Not well known at all. We had been tracking them prior to the debate, Dave, and less than 30% of Democrats, mind you, not the average American, but 30% of Democrats knew enough about O'Malley, Webb, or Chafee to even have an opinion of them. And that contrasts with 94% who had an opinion of Hillary Clinton and about 61% who had an opinion of Senator Bernie Sanders prior to the debate. So O'Malley, Webb, and Chafee were really non-entities prior to the debate. Now, they got face time in the debate. Whether or not Democrats will react differently now that they've seen them, we'll wait and see. We'll monitor that going forward.
In contrast to the Republican field, it seemed that there's more accord among the Democrats regarding the issues raised. Let's talk about some of them. How about raising the minimum wage? Both Clinton and Sanders supported it. Does that resonate with the public?
Indeed it does. That was a place of agreement. We have tested over the years raising the minimum wage many, many times. Often we insert into it the value that's being discussed at that time. And overwhelmingly, we have always found consistent support for the idea. We have found consistent support up recently as well. So I would say the Clinton-Sanders proposal to raise the minimum wage in general resonates positively with the American public.
How about the notion that the wealthy should pay more in taxes?
That does, too. We have tested that. Actually, we have some trends on that going back to the Depression, where we have asked about heavier taxes on the wealthy. And we find generally significant majority support for that. We have every time we have asked it. We also say, do these groups pay too much or too little in taxes? We ask that every March. And we find that Americans fairly strongly feel that the rich don't pay enough in taxes. So that, again, is an idea in general which will resonate with the average American.
I believe both Clinton and Sanders advocated both pay equity for women workers and paid family leave.
That is something that actually tests pretty well. We've tested that more recently. We ask how effective would that be in terms of improving the U.S. economy. And the way we phrased it was providing at least 12 weeks of paid family leave, which is a lot, 2 weeks of paid vacation and 1 week of paid sick days for all U.S. workers. The family leave is a big part of that, and we find 45% of Americans say that would be very effective in improving the economy. And out of a database of like 62 different proposals, that comes in near the top. It's number 16. So in general, I would say for the average American, that's something that is fairly positively received.
Although Bernie Sanders pointed with pride that he received a D-minus rating from the NRA, Hillary Clinton used that issue to distinguish herself from the senator from Vermont. They both brought up the notion of background checks for gun sales. Does that resonate with the public?
That does. Now, the NRA is an interesting question because we actually have just asked about the NRA, and we find 58% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the National Rifle Association, 35% a negative. Now, that's all Americans, and that's within a couple of points, is the most positive we have seen the image of the NRA in our history of tracking it. So we have to be careful there when Sanders and Clinton, or they have to be careful in a general election environment, should they get the nomination. If they go out very negatively against the NRA, they're actually going against the impressions of about 6 out of 10 Americans. Now, to be sure, it's a big partisan difference. Democrats much less favorable to the NRA and Republicans much more so. On the question of background checks, that's what we call a motherhood question. Every time we ask it, kind of like asking, is motherhood a good thing? Americans say yes. We just recently asked about background checks in all 50 states with a universal registry, something that Obama has proposed, and we find, in the high 80% favor that idea. So that's something that Americans overwhelmingly say yes to.
President Obama has his mark all over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. By contrast, Clinton and Sanders oppose it. Does the public know enough about the nuance of this partnership to weigh in?
That's a good question, and I think we have to take into account. I don't know a lot about the nuances of the TPP, and I obviously follow the news a little more closely than the average American, but we have asked about it, and we actually have looked at the research that the Pew Research people have asked about it. And my conclusion is, reviewing the data, that on the face of it, the idea that the Americans as a country should withdraw from participation does not play well. In other words, Sanders and Clinton's position that we should not participate does not play well We had a very small percent of Americans who said that would be effective in improving the economy to withdraw from that. And of course, that's what they argue. They say it would hurt the economy because it would hurt American workers. The public doesn't agree with that. When Pew asked about it, they found almost half, a little under half of Americans, thought it would be a good thing to participate, much higher than the percent who said it wouldn't. So I don't think Americans understand the nuances, but just when you mention Trans-Pacific Partnership to the average American, I think the burden tilts towards, or at least the majority of opinion tilts towards saying, yeah, it's probably a good thing. So Sanders and Clinton have a lot of explaining to do to the average American about why they think it is not a good thing for the U.S. to participate in.
Frank, whether moderator Anderson Cooper failed to bring it up or the candidates failed to address it, isn't it true that dysfunction in government is the number one concern for Americans?
It is. We just finished in October, our October update saying what's the most important problem facing the country, and dysfunctional government was number one again over any single mention of anything else, including the economy. We did not hear much about that at all, just a few references from Webb and maybe O'Malley in the debate, but we didn't find a lot of discussion about that. In fact, it looked like that Clinton and Sanders were assuming that the government could intervene and could do a lot of things in a positive way. But from the average American's perspective, I think what's missing is a in-depth discussion of how government can be made to work more effectively, both in terms of how Congress works and also the efficiency of the government agencies and bureaus that are trying to do things for the American public out there in general.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.